FM Agriculture News.
I am Dane Bison with your main agriculture stories. Farmers that were affected by veld fires in the Edinburgh area in the Free State received fodder as well as bags of protein-based pellets for their animals on Wednesday, September 29th. This, as the Provincial MEC for Agriculture and Rural Development, William Bulwane, reached out to the farmers after thousands of hectares in grazing land were recently destroyed in Tabanshu, Koffiefontein, Jacobsdal, Pietersburg, Bainsflay and Edinburgh, among other towns. Damages include game, livestock and farm infrastructure such as buildings. Bulwane says the department plans to reach out to other affected towns in coming weeks.
As a Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, we have to organize food toilet that is having some vitamin to give farming community for the remaining cattle that they have so that they can give to their cattle. They must get those vitamins because the grass has burned down, is too short. And then we're hoping we'll get very good rains today. It just looks like it's going to rain. If the rains can come and then the grass grow faster so that the grazing land can come back and the cattle have their own freedom of eating.
Preliminary estimates have shown that about 100,000 hectares of grazing was destroyed in veld fires outside of Kimberley in the Northern Cape these past few days. According to Nicole Janssen, president of Agri Northern Cape, farmers are still trying to determine the extent of the damage. Janssen says that all fires have been extinguished in the areas around Kimberley as well as along the N12 and N8 to Bloemfontein. OFM News previously reported the organization has made 20,000 rand available to assist veterinarians in treating injured animals. Janssen says some of the immediate needs that affected farmers have include feed and animal medicine. Meanwhile, Eric Stock, chairperson of the Northwest Umbrella Fire Protection Association, adds that various wildfires have also been reported in the province these past few days. He adds that during the period between May 1st and September 23rd this year, more than 620,000 hectares of grazing land was destroyed. And if you would like to assist those fighting fires across central South Africa, you can donate bottled water and sealed foods such as sandwiches or energy bars at your nearest fire department. And the shortcomings currently detected at livestock theft units in the SAPS by farming communities in the Free State are contributing to what can almost be regarded as economic sabotage of the agricultural sector. This is the opinion of Free State Agriculture and the Red Meat Producers Organization. According to Isabel Krier, chairperson of the Livestock Theft Prevention Forum in the Free State, shortages of resources are increasing with no actual intervention from police top brass. Furthermore, Free State Agriculture's Dr. Jane Bass says highly plagued areas, including Heilbronn and Fourierberg, are currently under great pressure due to increases in stock theft. Bass says in order to stop syndicates, the involvement of role players such as the Hawks, the Organized Crime Unit, and the Crime Intelligence is needed. And these are our main agriculture stories. I am Dane Bysheim.
Read more on OFM.co.za and download the free OFM mobile or desktop app for notifications on breaking news stories. OFM News, in touch with your world.